Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the Book of Ezra. We are learning in merit of the IDF, Israel's Emergency Services, the hostages, and the injured. And we are in Perek Zion, Chapter 7. We've met Ezra. We've learned that Ezra is going to Israel. We've seen the timing. He's leaving Bavel in, or Paras, I suppose now, he's leaving Persia. On the first of Nisan, he arrives in the beginning of Av. We saw the connections between Ezra and Aharon HaKohen, his ancestor, and possibly his former self. We're going to see comparisons today between Ezra and Aharon's brother, Moshe. What we're going to take a look at now, starting in chapter 7, sentence 10, is the mission of Ezra. And then we're going to start on the decree of support given by the Persian king Artaxasta. So taking a look at Perek Zion, Pasuk Yud, chapter 7, sentence 10, after we have given the chronology of Ezra's visit, Ki Ezra hechin levavo lidrosh es taras Hashem v'la'asos, because Ezra dedicated his heart to seek the Torah of Hashem, v'lasos, and to fulfill it, l'lamed b'Yisrael chok u'mishpat, and to teach in Israel chok u'mishpat, the laws and statutes. Rashi picks up on the opening word, ki, and he reads it as because, meaning everything we just said prior to this, what we read yesterday about Ezra leaving Bavel and arriving in Yerushalayim successfully, was because his mission was to seek out the Torah of God, to practice it, and to teach it to the Jews. That was the key to his success. The Malbim notes here that there are three verbs that are used regarding what Ezra is trying to do. One is lidrosh es taras Hashem. And that is to examine, to really learn the Torah of Hashem. He's going to Israel to learn. Second, he's going la'asos. He's going to implement it. He wants to be able to practice the Torah of Hashem, which, again, the mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael, can't do those in Bavel, Persia, or the U.S., or Canada. And third, lilamed. He's also there in order to teach the Torah of Hashem to others. So Malbim stresses this is a personal mission in terms of his own religious growth and practice, and it is also a communal mission for his impact on others. The Gemara in Sanhedrin draws a parallel between what Ezra is doing here and what happens with Moshe. We've already seen the parallel between Ezra and Aharon. Now we see him also as parallel to Moshe in his role. That's going to come up again later on in chapter 10. But the way the Gemara frames it, it's Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis, over onto Chaf Beis, Amud Aleph, 21b to 22a. Rabbi Yossi says, Ra'oi haya Ezra shetinasein Torah al yadoli Yisrael il malei kidmo Moshe. Really, had Moshe not already come along and given the Torah to the Jewish people, Ezra would have been worthy of being Moshe. What do you mean? Well, with Moshe, the text says, "Umoshe Allah el ha'elokim." Moshe ascended to God. With Ezra, it says, "Hu Ezra Allah mi Bavel." Ezra ascended from Bavel. Just like, says the Gemara, the former statement of ascending, aliyah, is a reference to ascending in Torah, so too Ezra's ascension is in Torah. But this isn't really, the Gemara isn't really about the word Allah being used for both of them, ascending being used for both of them. Rather, it's what comes next in the Gemara. B'moshe hu omer va'osid tziva Hashem bo'esahi l'lamed eschem chukim u'mishpatim. Moshe says to the Jews, in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, he says, Hashem commanded me at that time to teach you chok u'mishpat, to teach you laws and statutes. And the text here said that Ezra prepared his heart to seek the Torah of Hashem, to practice u'lelamed b'Yisrael chok u'mishpat, and to teach the Jews chok u'mishpat, laws and statutes. So this shows that Ezra has a mission which is similar to the mission of Moshe. Okay. Last note on this section about Ezra ascending. It's interesting to contrast this with the original group who came to build the Beis HaMikdash, meaning in the beginning of the book, the very beginning of the book, we had a group go to Israel with a mission of building the Beis HaMikdash. They laid the groundwork. And now the second group comes in, and their mission is lidrosh, to learn the Torah, lasos, to practice the Torah, lelamed b'Yisrael, to teach Israel the Torah. I wonder if some might see parallels to one of Rav Kook's ideas here. The idea that the first group is going to come in and build things up, and then the second group is going to come in and is going to usher in a messianic time and bring in Torah. I don't know if that's I don't know if that's a parallel that Rav Kook ever drew. I don't recall seeing it. In any case, we now find out about the support given by King Artaxerxes for Ezra. And there's going to be tremendous generosity. Remember what we said in chapter 6 with Darius and his generosity, right? We said that, as it's mentioned in chapter 6, sentence 22, Hashem is influencing these kings in order to get them to support us. But we also noted, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah certainly believes it, that the king thinks he's acting independently. The goal of the king is his own goal. We saw this also with Cyrus in the first chapter. The king has his own strategies. So Professor Zer Kavod in the Dat Mikra thinks that Artaxerxes here believes that he is converting the Beis HaMikdash from a parochial Jewish religious institution to a government institution. And that's why he is going to be so benevolent, as we are going to see. Ezra will be the representative of the throne at the head of the national project. It's sort of like the, to borrow from Toronto, it's the Scotia Bank Arena. It's the Scotia Bank Beis HaMikdash. That's the way to look at it. It is the Persian government temple of the Jews, which explains why Ezra is going to be given various rights and roles, including tax exemptions and so on. It also explains why Ezra is the personal focus of so much of the letter that we are going to read here in chapter 7. Ezra is going to have the right to demand what he wants from the treasury. He's going to have the right to impose and execute law. It also fits the fact that, as noted in the Gemara Menachos Tzadiches Amud Aleph, they actually had some kind of a picture depicting Shushan on the east gate in the Beis HaMikdash. That makes sense if this is branded as the Persian government building. Some also suggest, Rav Meidan suggests, that maybe there's influence of Mordechai and Esther in some of the generosity towards Ezra. Could be. So let's see the letter from Artaxerxes. We're not going to finish it today, but we'll start it. Sentence 11. Vizeh, note that we're switching into Aramaic because we're back to a Persian letter. Vizeh parshegen hanishtavan ashenasan hamelech Artaxerxes le'Ezra ha-Kohen ha-Sofer. Here's the text of the letter that Artaxerxes gives Ezra the Kohen, who is the Sofer. We've talked about what a Sofer means, a chacham, a scribe, and so on. Sofer divrei mitzvos Hashem v'chukav al Yisrael. He is the Sofer of the words of the mitzvos of Hashem and his laws upon Israel. And here's the letter. Sentence 12. Artaxerxes melech malchaya le'Ezra chahana safar dasa di'alaka shemaya. He says, from Artaxerxes, the king of kings, to Ezra the Kohen, the scribe of the law or teacher of the law of the God of the heavens, gemir. Gemir means etc. V'gomer. Ucha'enes. And now, the following. Mini sim te'im. From me, here is the following order. Dichomis nadav v'malchusim min ama yisrov v'chanoi v'levoi l'mahach l'Yerushalayim imach yahach. Anybody who wishes, and my entire empire, from the Jews, from their Kohanim, from their Levim, to go to Yerushalayim, he shall go with you. He's under your care. He's under your authority. Why do I need to say that? Cyrus already licensed the Jews to go back. So part of it is it shows that when we go, we're not rebelling against the kingdom. We're actually going under their authority. Malbim adds, though, that the original mission that Cyrus sent them back for was to build the Beis HaMikdash, and that's already done. So therefore, one might conceive of it as, okay, original mission is over. No one has license now to go. So therefore, it's actually a new mission. Okay. What is this mission? What are they going to do when they go with Ezra? Sentence 14. Kol Kavel is like, whereas. Dimin kadam malka v'shivas ya'atoi shalech levakara al Yehud v'li Yerushalayim. Whereas the king and his seven advisors have seen fit to send you to look after levakara, to look after Judea and Jerusalem, kibbedas alakach dividach, with the law of your God with you. So your mission is, first of all, to look after everything. Notice the seven advisors that are referenced here. Think of the seven advisors of Ahasuerus in Megillas Esther as well. It was the structure they had. And also, your mission is to bring silver and gold, and it's from a few different sources. First of all, sent by the king and his advisors, donated to the God of Israel in Jerusalem and his temple. And it is also including any silver and gold that you find in Bavel to bring. As well as with donations from the nation, from the Kohanim, for the house of their God, whatever it is that the Jews themselves are volunteering to bring. Kol kavil dina. So again, whereas all of this, asparna tikne b'chaspa dina, you shall quickly buy with this silver, torin dichrin imrin, right, the bird karbanos, the rams, the sheep, umin chasom, niskehon, their flour that goes with them, the wine and oil that go with them, uskarev himo amadvacha dibesa lakachom dibirushalem, and sacrifice it on the altar of your God in Jerusalem. Umadialach va'al echach yetav b'shar kaspa v'dava l'mebad, and whatever you and your brethren think is good to do with the rest of the silver and gold, kiru'us alakachom, according to the desire of your God, tavdun, go for it. And the vessels given to you for the service of the house of your God, Hashlem Kadam Alaka Yerushalayim, you should complete them before Hashem, your God. Ushar Chashchus Beis Elokach, and whatever else is missing from the house of your God, the Yipel Loch Lemintan, which falls to you to give, Tintain Min Beis Ginzei Malka, should be given by the treasury. How do you like that? And now we're going to learn next about a specific allocation that comes from the treasury, but we're going to pause here, I think, for today.